So now let's talk about Amazon GuardDuty. GuardDuty helps you do intelligent threat discovery to protect your AWS accounts. How does it do it? Well, it has a machine learning algorithm, performs anomaly detection, and uses third-party data to find these threats. So to enable it, it's just one click, then you have a 30-day trial. You don't need to install any software. So GuardDuty is going to look at a lot of input data, such as your CloudTrail event logs, to look for unusual API calls or unauthorized deployments. It's going to look at your management events and your data events. So for example, on the management side, the create VPC subnet event and so on. Whereas on the S3 data events, for example, get object, list objects, delete objects, and so on. And then for VPC flow logs, it's going to look at unusual internet traffic. Is going to look at unusual IP addresses. DNS logs to look at EC2 instances sending encoded data within DNS queries, which would mean they're compromised. And optional features to allow you to analyze, for example, other input data sources, such as your EKS audit logs, your RDS and Aura login events, your EBS, your Lambda, and your S3 data events. So we can also set up event bridge rules to be notified automatically in case you have findings. And then these rules can target whatever event bridge can target, such as AWS Lambda or SNS topics. Also, this can come up in the exam. GuardDuty is a very good tool to protect you against cryptocurrency attacks because there is a dedicated finding for it. So it knows how to analyze all these input data and find that there is a cryptocurrency attack. So to summarize, within GuardDuty, we have several input data. We have the VPC flow logs, the CloudTrail logs, and the DNS logs that will be no matter what into GuardDuty, as well as some optional features you can enable, such as your S3 logs, your EBS volumes, your Lambda network activity, RDS and Aura login activity, and your EKS logs and runtime monitoring, as well as most likely more features over time that I will not put here because you get the idea of optional features. And so from all these things, then GuardDuty can generate findings. And if these findings are detected, an event is created in Amazon Event Bridge. And therefore, from Event Bridge, thanks to rules, we can trigger automations, for example, using Lambda functions, or send notifications, for example, using SNS. You need to know another feature of GuardDuty called the delegated administrator. So when you have an AWS organization, one of the member accounts can be designated a GuardDuty delegated administrator. The idea is that that one account has full permission to enable and manage GuardDuty for all accounts in the organization. So you have your management account and you want to have GuardDuty enabled for several member accounts. Therefore, you're going to name one of these member accounts a delegated administrator for GuardDuty, and it will have the power to enable and manage GuardDuty on all the accounts within the organization. Now, to name a delegated administrator, this can only be done using the organization management account. Okay, so that's it for GuardDuty. I hope you liked it, and I will see you in the next lecture.